In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on power, one of the 10 words to the creative spirit, in which my mentor Dr. William Hermans wrote, "Give me power so I can speak with authority." Power is harnessing one's will to manifest as purposeful action. And since our lives are intertwined with other humans and life forms, the manifestation must include them. Speaking entails engaging others to share information, to increase our and their understanding. When the speaking is done with authority, a trust is gained out of respect for the source of authority, which helps attract unity of purpose in the action being proposed. The call for all hands on deck by the captain of a ship is answered with the crew working together at each post they have been assigned to assure the ship can harness the power of the ship engines, the wind, and ocean currents to stay the course to its chosen destination. The crew responds to the captain's command, for they respect his authority. If for some reason the captain has lost respect of his crew, perhaps by being insensitive to their needs, the captain will need to negotiate for reconciliation or use threat of punishment and penalties to coerce cooperation intending the operation of the ship's functions. Threats, however, can lead to mutiny, which scuttles the purpose of the captain's desire for the ship to stay on course. Trust of the crew needs to be re-established. The most effective authority requires self-knowledge. Knowing oneself alone in the stillness within, to knowing oneself in the physical world that we sense with our body, gives one the possibility of authoring one's story to unfold that is in concert with this self-knowledge and our unique purpose in living this life, of which we feel to be an integral part. My mentor, William Hermans, obviously an authority I trust after years of helping him write and organize his manuscripts and poetry for publication, wrote this poem for me in this regard of authorship as a creator. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Be still and know. No bonds of the blood and no nation. No yesterday's chain, no tomorrow's hope. The now is your truth, your salvation. Rise in your fullness and create. Be conscious of only one bond, your partnership with cosmic laws. Go forth, create your beyond. When we speak with the authority expressed in this poem, it is indeed powerful and attracts cooperation. It is not just a narcissistic meditation of what my friend, Reverend Randy Hurley, refers to as I, me, my, but a recognition of a universe governed by laws of which science is methodically revealing to us piecemeal over the ages, as well as a recognition of ourself in the midst of the silence of our mind, experiencing the present moment, now. Intuition arises out of the stillness beyond our mind, calculating with just past knowledge, but is attuned to our true purpose and the cosmic laws affecting its attainment in a timely manner through our authorship, our creativity. The self-confidence, not deterred by an identity merely based on group affiliation, is gained with our reflection, and is conveyed as we speak with this authority, making our speech effective to listeners and thus powerful to attract cooperation in achieving the purpose. Such a person is trusted for not assuming manufactured authority. Therefore, I ask the source of creativity, give me power so I can speak with authority. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.